Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about accelerating your development through the use of Reiki and energy work. If it's something that you have not tried before, this podcast will be worth a listen. We're going to talk about some of my first experiences with that, why I chose to study it further, how I use it today, and how to use it to accelerate your development. Before we get into that, quick shout out to new listeners in Dallas, Texas. Thank you for this connection. We're so excited to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, just head on over to CatherineColleen.com. The link is in the show notes. Sign up for the email list and let me know how I can help. So let's talk about Reiki and the role of energy work in accelerating your own personal development, because it can be used for so many things, but we're going to have to narrow it down. I've experimented with a large number of methods for self-development. If it exists, I have probably tried it. Now, Reiki, a form of energy work, or you might call it a form of spiritual work, you can approach it from either direction, is the single most effective method of accelerating personal development that I have ever seen. And those might not be two areas of your life that you would think to bring together. Reiki is widely known to be useful for emotional issues, physical issues, everything from trauma recovery to post-surgery to all manner of things. But most people don't talk about it in terms of it's assisting you with your personal development activities, but really is quite amazing. The difference is making your efforts take months instead of years. That's the difference. Literally a 10x improvement on the speed of your own personal development. Of, you know, you're out there trying to deal with your own issues. You're trying to deal with your baggage, emotional baggage, and trying to unpack that. You're trying to get rid of bad habits and create new habits. You're learning to love yourself and see your own humanity. And it's going to 10x accelerate all of those things. So I was so impressed with Reiki and what it did for me that I stopped at nothing to achieve the rank of master teacher. Just because I had to know how it works and I had to know everything about it. And the experience was nothing short of profoundly healing and transformational. And once I learned the full range of what it was capable of, I started using it here and there as appropriate with my students for their personal development. And the results were more than impressive. So I have watched students go from stuck in stage 5, I am my ideology, just swimming in politics, to physically experiencing their spirit guides and finding true self-mastery in as little as 6 months. Or faster. The fastest I've seen is about 1 day. It's so effective that I have to encourage students to slow down a bit, because really fast progress in your personal development can be kind of overwhelming. It can be very heady stuff. And you want to find the right sort of pace. Now, Reiki, as we know it today, is a form of energy healing originating in Japan in the early 1900s. And it was brought to the West in the 1930s, more so in the 1950s and 60s, to the mainland. Now, today there are Reiki programs at some hospitals for infants and for adults alike. There are Reiki programs at hospice organizations for the end of life. There are Reiki practitioners who focus on emotional issues. There are other Reiki practitioners that focus on animals, working with animals, which is a ton of fun, and everything in between. So what is it exactly? Reiki is the life force energy in everything that you see. When you're sick, when you're worried, when you're angry, when you're fearful, or you feel exhausted, you feel like you lack energy, right? These emotions and these illnesses feel like they're draining the life right out of you, because they are, literally. You're out of balance. But when you're healthy and you're joyous and you're at peace or you're purposeful, you feel full of energy because you are. Now, the more of this energy that you have in you, the more balanced and healthy you feel. And balance is what it's all about. Reiki's good at bringing balance to your body, balance to your emotions, balance to your intellect, your energy, and your mind. So, for example, if you're starting to get a cold or you have a tummy ache, you're out of balance. Reiki can help you heal yourself. Yeah, you can do that. You can use it on yourself and heal yourself. It can help you if you're stressed out and you're worried, you're spun up from work. Reiki can calm you down, kind of help you calm yourself down and spin it down. Balance looks like health and peace and joy. And Reiki helps you bring yourself into balance. And I say that it helps you to do it because you are precisely the one doing it. So even if you go to a Reiki practitioner, the practitioner is just a conduit for the energy. You are not receiving their energy. You are pulling energy through them. They're just a straw through which you siphon this energy into your body. And your body knows how to use it. They channel the energy. They concentrate it in their hands. And when they place their hands on your head, your shoulders, your feet, or various chakra points, your energy field and your body respond by drawing in as much energy as you may need. It is your being that decides how much energy to pull in and how to use it to create balance. Now, in my own experimentation, I have found that Reiki is great for what I'm going to call acute physical issues and emotional or mental issues. It's great for calming children, especially special needs children and autistic children, babies, veterans, just stressed out working spouses. It cannot, however, let's talk about what it can't do. It cannot save you from your food allergies or from gaining weight if you eat badly. It can't save you from your own negative intentions, even the ones you don't know you have. It cannot save you from what you don't want to be saved from. And it's not a substitute for medical treatment. It is, however, a very nice addition to your medical team and an amazingly effective addition to your personal development efforts, as well as a nice addition to family life. Now, when you're trying Reiki for the first time, make sure that you have a hands-on treatment and not a hands-off treatment. Just the first time you experience it. After that, you can go hands-off or even at a distance. Some practitioners send Reiki while keeping their hands anywhere from several inches to several feet away from the patient. And they can also send you Reiki literally from the other side of the world. But if it's your first Reiki treatment, if you've never experienced it before, you may not feel it. You may not. You may, but you may not. But with a hands-on treatment, the practitioner lays their hands lightly on the patient for several minutes in each spot. And the difference that touch makes is, in my own opinion, vital to your first experience. Once you've had that first experience and your body knows what it's like, it's much easier for you to receive Reiki with the hands off or even at a distance. But that first experience really kind of needs to be hands-on, just to kind of get your body to recognize, oh, that's what it is. Now, when choosing a practitioner, look for a fully credentialed practitioner. Obviously a master practitioner or a master teacher, even better if possible. Master teachers are master practitioners, but they've gone one step further, and that is the ability to then teach as well, which can also be useful. Even if you're not looking to learn or be certified at any level, the heart of a teacher is useful as you're looking to work on your self-development. Now, a good practitioner will not be offended if you ask for a copy of their certificate. So don't be shy. If their certificate is not on their website, just ask for it. If they're offended that you ask for it or they cannot produce one, be concerned. So why seek a master? Because there are four levels of Reiki practitioners in the West. Level one, level two, master, or what's called advanced, and master teacher. With each level of learning, the Reiki practitioners receive what are called attunements, and sometimes, depending on the tradition, ignitions, which expand the amount of energy that they're capable of delivering. Remember, they're just a conduit, right? So think of it as how much bandwidth, how big is that pipe, how much energy can they deliver for your use? So when thinking about those four levels, level one, level two, advanced, sometimes called master practitioner, and master teacher. So while you'll get significant benefit, in my opinion, from practitioners at any of these levels, the more advanced the practitioner, the more effective and profound the experience. And therefore, the faster you'll progress in your own personal development, because that's what we're talking about here. Now, you might even decide to learn Reiki for yourself. Some people choose to learn level one just to have the benefit of giving Reiki to themselves and to their immediate family. Some prefer not to learn Reiki because it would kind of spoil the air of magic when receiving it. The right answer is to just try it once and see what you think. Try receiving it. If your intuition says to do more, then do more. Whatever you are called to is the right answer. Now, I find myself now with the power to help people find peace nearly instantly and to help them accelerate their personal journeys. It's a power that I cannot scientifically explain. But it's nice to have something that you cannot explain, but yet the results are undeniable. You don't have to believe in it for it to work. Just like you don't have to believe that if you drop an object, it will hit the ground. It just happens. Gravity works. This little bit of wonder in the world is cause for us all to pause and question whether we really understand anything at all. The world is so much more amazing and wondrous than we realize. But trapped in our bubbles of everyday life and schedules, we can lose sight of what's important, but Reiki can help bring you back to it. Meanwhile, I credit Reiki for accelerating my students' evolution through the stages and for helping me spend more time in later stages 10 and 11. And this is, it's truly a pragmatic and yet deeply soul-stirring technique. The fact that it employs connection as gentle touch or virtual connection is likely a large part of why it works so well. So I encourage you to find a practitioner and experiment with Reiki for yourself. Some massage therapists can incorporate Reiki into a session for kind of a multi-dimensional relaxation. That's a really nice way to go for your first experience. It's well worth a try. So what's my point? My point is Reiki or any other form of energy work is a fantastic addition to your personal development arsenal. Well, that seems weird to treat it like a weapon. It's a really practical yet profound way to accelerate your personal development. Whatever issue you're working on, whatever baggage you're trying to let go of, whatever habit you're trying to get rid of, however you are trying to learn to love yourself and see your own humanity, try some energy work. Just try. If you're skeptical, especially you, go try. Give it a go. Make sure it's a hands-on treatment the first time that you encounter it. And after that, you can have a practitioner that works at a distance, or just hands-off but in the same room. Either way, let me know what your experiences are with this as you explore. Have fun with it. See what it can do for you and let it take you to the next stage, perhaps several stages forward. Let me know how it goes. Have a lot of fun with it. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.